Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
My heart, Christ's home. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so that we bore fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law. Romans 7, 5-6. An x-ray reveals a serious break in your leg. Do you blame the x-ray for the problem? Or would you blame your doctor for informing you of a life-threatening situation? Of course not. In the same way, the law was designed by God to diagnose the sinful condition of the human race, to make men and women aware of their need for a Savior. In The Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan gives this illustration of the relationship of the law to the gospel of grace, as spoken through the interpreter. Walk with John Bunyan, an English preacher and author of The Pilgrim's Progress. This parlor is the heart of a man who was never cleansed by the sweet grace of the gospel. That dust is his inward corruption that has defiled the whole man. He who began to sweep at first is the law, but she who brought the water and sprinkled it is the gospel. Now, so soon as the first began to sweep, the dust did so fly about that you were almost choked therewith. This is to show you that the law, instead of cleansing the heart from sin, does revive, put strength into, and increase it, for it does not give the power to subdue. Again, the damsel sprinkling the room with water is to show you what happens when the gospel comes in. As the damsel settled the dust by sprinkling the floor with water, sin is vanquished and subdued, and the soul made clean through faith, and consequently made fit for the King of Glory to inhabit. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6.
Romans 7. Do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over someone only as long as that person lives? For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. So, my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the realm of the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in us, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code.
The law merely reveals the soiled condition of the human heart. What the law of God stirs up, only the grace of God can clean up. It's enough to make even 20th century pilgrims respond in grateful praise.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.